Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So not too long ago, I brought my family to a great restaurant that we eat at pretty frequently. And the food was terrific, as it always is. But the service this night that we went was absolutely just atrocious. We had this condescending waitress. She was nasty to my children, and she was not nice to us. And I felt like, you know, I had my second grade teacher there telling me what to do, and that I was not capable of making my own decisions. And the whole experience was just that whole experience put a damper on what should have been a really great evening. So on my way out, I shared the experience with the manager. And he pulled me aside and told me that they had lost two of their servers over the past month. And out of desperation, they had made some bad decisions in terms of bringing in their replacements. And that discussion got me thinking about how critical it is to have what I'll call the right people in business. And the more people you have that are less than ideal in their position, the more dysfunctional the businesses will end up. And the beginning starts with the interviewing process, right? If you want to avoid having a dysfunctional business, don't hire bad people in the first place. Now that sounds trite, and it sounds like a simple thing to do, and we all know it's not that easy, but you know, when we look at the repercussions of hiring the wrong person, it's expensive, right? Think about what it means if you get the wrong person in your business. The wrong person can destroy years of goodwill that you've worked to bring up, that you worked to bring about. They affect customer loyalty. They have a negative effect on your other employees, right? Your other employees can pick up bad habits, or it can make for a hostile working environment, and you can lose good people over it. So there's a lot of things to think about. But what you know that you have control over is the interview process. Because through that interview process, you can eliminate probably 90% of the problems before they happen. And the way you do that is, number one, you don't have one person interview candidates. You have multiple people interview candidates. And you have them come back multiple times. You do deep background checks behind the people you're bringing in. And while this is time-consuming and it's expensive, it's worth it. Because as I said before, if you bring in the wrong person, it can be catastrophic to your business. It can be catastrophic to your employees. It can be catastrophic to the relationships you have with your customers. So starting off by interviewing well and going into the depth you need to really ensure that you weed out potential bad candidates can go a long way to making a big difference in business overall. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher so you can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to move from interviewing to training, right? When we talk about building the right organization and having the right people in your organization. But for today, I just want you to focus on the interviewing part of this. I want you to think about the people that you have and the people that you're going to bring in the future. And do you have a robust policy around weeding people out up front? And are you taking the time and putting the energy and the resources towards making sure that your interview process is as intense as it should be?